There's a LIV golf tournament on this morning in Washington, and it looks like Harold Varner might have just won that by one stroke from Brandon Grace. Mito Pereira, third, therefore finished 12 under, 11 under, 10 under, respectively, those three. Where's Cam Smith? 6 under par. He's finished for the tournament, the Aussies, so 6 shots off the pace and tied for 9th. Over on the PGA Tour, the Charles Schwab Challenge playoff here between Emiliano Grillo and Adam Schenck, the American. So they're on the playoff. They're at the 18th. I think they've just teed off there at the playoff after both finish 8 under par, 1 stroke ahead of Scotty Scheffler and Englishman Harry Hall. Now, best of the Aussies, Aaron Baddeley, who finished 1 under for the tournament after he concluded with a 3 under 67. In the Premier League overnight, and Leeds United and Leicester City are down, with Southampton back to the Championship after the final day of the season. And it was Everton, their 1-0 win over Bournemouth was decisive in ensuring they avoided the drop. And as it turned out, they needed to win that match as well. Decore with a stunning strike in the 57th minute to ensure the Toffees survived there at Goodison Park. And a nice dramatic finish to the season, but certainly despair if you're a Leeds United or Leicester City fan. If golf's your game, get into Drummond Golf for Australia's biggest mid-year golf sale. You'll find great savings on golf equipment and clothing. Get tailor-made Rocket Balls, a soft 12-pack for just $17.95. Or Wilson Deep Red Max Clubs, 12-piece package, save $300, now just $700.99. And Nike Air Zoom Victory Tour Golf Shoes, save $81.95, now $168. Don't miss Australia's biggest mid-year golf sale on now at Drummond Golf, but only while stocks last. On the text line, heroes and villains, keep them coming. Hero Daniel Anderson, get behind him, guys. He's the true meaning of a fighting spirit. Villain, all you guys who think the colour of the Origin jersey don't matter. That's because New South Wales don't get it. The axe would die for the Maroons, and that's what our Queensland Maroon jersey means. Queenslander Dave sending that one through. Loz, any response to Queenslander Dave?
See you on Wednesday night. Let's see on Wednesday night how much the jersey means to them. It means the same to both, to be perfectly honest. I can tell you from my own experiences and even with the guys that I coached, by playing and coaching, they're all very passionate. They're all very passionate about playing for their states, representing the people. I think it's just a story that has grown and grown over time. The narrative will change at some point, like it has changed with the old pick and stick with Queensland. That is now, we didn't have as many people to choose from, so we had to pick and stick, and we always used to do it because that's our way. But it was always because of the fact that they didn't have a number of people to choose from. But now they're dragging that out because it suits their narrative. New South Wales, they are as proud as anyone else to play for their state, and they will represent New South Wales in the best possible fashion, hopefully on Wednesday night.
The market with Tab still has Queensland 225 outsiders for game one in Adelaide Wednesday night. New South Wales $1.67. The line is 2.5. Blues the minus. Joining us now, dual international, of course, played for Queensland. Lottie Takiri joining us again on a Monday. Lottie, morning to you, mate. How are you?
Not too bad. How are you, boys?
Good, thank you. Are we cheapening the New South Wales jersey by wearing navy blue on Wednesday nights? Caused a bit of a stir.
Yeah, I think, I don't know if it's cheapened it, but why? Why have they done it?
No doubt commercial reasons.
I'd say that'd be the number one reason. The fact that they can make a dollar out of it. They've got an alternate strip. I think most sporting teams these days have home and away strips, and I reckon that's the reason, without knowing.
Did you ever play in an alternate strip, Loss?
I didn't, know. It was always the sky blue.
Sky blue, right? And that's how you know New South Wales. You know it's an Origin game. I don't know why they've done it, but the proof will be in the pudding on Wednesday night, right?
It will, with the performance from the players. I will say this, Lottie, they've worn it before. They wore it in 2019, and I don't think it made a difference on that night. I think they were very, very good.
We won comfortably.
Yeah. But, yeah, I can understand people going, because I would prefer it to be sky blue as well. But I understand the commercial reality of a professional environment today. You know, they're looking to make money. They're looking to give their sponsors more exposure. All that, I understand it. But if it just was down to what you wanted to play in, I think most people would say they wanted that sky blue.
How confident are you, Lottie, about Queensland? The market still hasn't moved, really. They're outsiders, despite all the money coming for them.
We're always outsiders, boys. We're always outsiders, right? Even though when we're not. I don't know. I'm actually probably a little bit scared of Turbo and Latrobe being back. I mean, a couple of years ago, they dusted us up when they played in the centres. Confident is probably, I don't know. You know, game one's always pretty important, right? Whoever wins game one generally goes on to win the series. And in you know, a territory where, you know, there's not really a lot of support either way. There'll be a lot of travelling fans, but, yeah, I'm just scared of that centre pairing.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask, Sonny. Do you feel like Adelaide has any sort of advantage for Queensland?
Oh, I don't know, mate. I don't think so. I think every time we seem to play on those oval fields, AFL ovals, we generally lose. So I think the last time we played there, and the last time we played in Perth as well, we got trounced. But no, I don't think so, mate. I think the rest of Australia, yes, we'll be with Queensland, but, you know, generally hate New South Wales. I don't know.
Where do you see the strengths in the Queensland side, Lottie?
Mate, I just think we just got depth, mate. I think our strength's always been where we... how we approach the game. You both probably talked about the sport and the passion, this, that, and the other. But I think Billy has really got that going. I think that's where we can win it, and that's where we've always sort of won it. What do you reckon, Loss?
I think there's a couple of strengths. One is Munster. He scares the hell out of me. Just his unpredictability, and he's one of these players for mine that the bigger the game, the better that he can play. And the Harry Grant, Ben Hunt combination, 100%. It's caused us havoc ever since they've introduced those two into the game together.
That's the difference.
So around the middle, I'd be scared of those two.
Yeah. What do New South Wales do? Are they with Uppy? Who's gonna come in there?
Well, I think they're going to try and allow Appy to play as long as he possibly can, and then if he needs a rest, I don't know who they'll put in there actually, because I think Cam Murray off the interchange bench for New South Wales playing in the middle is going to be an advantage to us because he's got good speed and good footwork, and I'm expecting the ground to be a little bit slippery. So if he can come onto the game, I think he might cause Queensland some nightmares through the middle. I'm hoping they don't put him to hooker. I think they're talking about putting Luai in at nine if they need to rest Appy. So that'll be interesting because I haven't seen him play there before and even fill in there before. But I'm assuming, mate, they're going to try and get 80 out of Appy.
Yeah, well, he doesn't. I don't know if he's played 80 for a while, right? I think they give him a spell at club and everywhere else. But, mate, you're right. I think our halves are a big strength for Queensland. I think we control it there. The first time we've sort of come into a series with a bit of form. And that probably scares, you know, if you think about it, probably scares us a little bit because, you know, we are in some form. We don't want to get overconfident. I know we're not favourites, but we're going okay.
Watching Kalyn Ponga yesterday, and you know he bounced up after copping a couple of knocks near the head. What did you make of, you know, I guess we were discussing this morning how he just sort of has our hearts in our mouths every time we're watching him. How do you think he went yesterday? And naturally, a lot of focus on whether he'll play a role in the series at some point. I guess a lot depends on what Reece Walsh does on Wednesday night.
Yeah, well, you know, I think Callan's a great player. He obviously, I really feel sorry for him and Dane Gagai. I think he will play some part in this series. I'm surprised they probably don't have him in camp and to get in there. Kalen is a top-tier player, and he will stand up if he's picked at some point in the series. We all love him and seen him play. I think his position is fullback, keep him at the back, and meddle with him too much in his positions. What do you reckon, Loz? Do you think he's a fullback or a six?
No, I think he's a fullback. I think he's a fullback. Yeah. I think he could transition into the six role, but the more you think about his longevity in his career, I think they need to probably stick with him at fullback now. You just take him, you take a lot of the risk out of him getting or receiving another head knock when he's playing at fullback rather than being in the line. Because I suppose when you're in the line, if you're playing against Kalen, you're sending a lot of traffic his way and he's more risk of receiving a head knock by doing that than possibly what he is at fullback. Yeah. But I think he's a wonderful player.
He's a great player, as you know, mate. Yeah, if you're playing those sort of blokes in an Origin series, even in an NRL game, you're sending them traffic, you're saying to your big boys, run at him.
Yeah.
It's true, sad but true, but you're sending traffic his way. Yeah.
And it's like yesterday too, Lockie, Lottie. It's like, you know, every coach would be saying, let's get stuck into Ponga.
Yep.
Like you'd be saying, let's try and rattle his cage a bit. So every time he gets the ball, if he comes into the line, let's give it to him. And that's why I was happy sort of yesterday. They merely gave it to him.
He got up. Yeah. I agree.
And that's a really good sign for him going forward.
Lottie, how do you manage this time of the year? You know, you look at the Broncos, that was a brilliant win against the Warriors with so many players out. How do clubs manage, you know, not having their Origin players through this period?
Yeah, well, I think the Broncos have done really well. I think they had a really good preseason. Mm. Tristan Saylor, they've got a really good squad and a squad mentality, that next guy up sort of thing. It's taken a while there at Brisbane to manage that. And I think Kevy's managed that all right. I think there's a few guys in their squad that have played NRL and at an NRL level. And those guys are... I think it's just the mentality around playing at that level. And having that good squad, I think they've got a few other guys. I think there's... Pereira, I think they've got a few blokes that have got NRL experience that probably aren't even playing in that as well. So I think the big thing to win a comp is your depth. And I think Brisbane have it at the moment. And when they're called, I think they step up. I think the big thing for Brisbane over the last couple of weeks is how they've turned up. I know they lost the week before and the way they lost was probably a telling factor around how good, you know, they actually are. They didn't lose by a hell of a lot of points, and they really had a go. So that mentality around just still keeping in the fight and still having a go.
What about the Dolphins, mate? They just continue to impress. They were good again the other night against the Dragons.
Yeah, mate, they're Wayne. You know what I mean? It's simple footy. Hold on to the ball. Get to the end of your sets, and they just grinded that out. They just grinded that out, and they just keep turning up, mate. They just keep turning up for each other. One thing Wayne does well is you play for each other. You've got a good squad mentality. Don't let each other down. You can look your mate in the eye, and I think they've done that every week, other than probably one game. I think for a first year team, they probably will make the eight.
Okay, before you go, New South Wales by how many on Wednesday night, Lottie?
I'm thinking Queensland by eight, boys.
Well,
Queensland by 8 loss?
Well, you know what, Lottie? I think it'd be a really good game. I think they're two evenly matched squads. But my concern for Queensland, and you touched on it right from the get-go, I just look at Tommy and Latrell up against Hammer and Val, and there could be a mismatch there. That's all. And without them last year, I think we struggle for potency out wide. That won't be the case this year. And with Fox being there too, he's a real try scorer. So that's where I see our advantage. But it'll be a close game.
Yeah.
Good on you, boys. On you, Lottie. Appreciate it, mate.
Talk out. See you, boys.
Heroes and Villains, give us a call. 1353 53. Lost some bad news on the weekend in regards to young Max Jorgensen at the Waratahs. 18 years of age, of course, has been sensational this season. His first year in pro footy. Played schoolboy footy last year. The Tars lost 42-18 to the Crusaders in Christchurch. But it's likely that Jorgensen's out for the rest of the Super Rugby Pacific campaign with a knee injury. He suffered worst case as they wait for results from scans, etc. Could be the season. Could be the year.
Could be the ACL.
If
it's not the ACL, he'll be right.
Yeah,
He'll miss the Super Rugby season. But I think... Well, yeah, you could call him a bolter.
Mm. I think he would end up in that World Cup squad.
I think he would be in that World Cup squad. They usually take a younger bloke away, and Max, the way he's playing, was terrific. So that's unfortunate, but fingers crossed it's not the ACL. If it's not the ACL, he'll be okay, and then he possibly will go on that World Cup squad.
The Tars are copping some criticism just for playing him, just how they've managed him this year, because he's played a lot of footy in his first...
No, I can't be critical. I'm not going to be critical of anyone. Because I know they'll play in the Crusaders, but if they rested a lot of players, they would have been criticised for doing that. So you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. Yes, you could make a case because he's a young bloke, has played a bit of football, give him a rest. But if they went out and got beaten by 70... It'd fall back on the coach. So, look, no one can be critical of Darren Coleman for playing him. It's just how the cookie crumbles sometimes.
I believe we have Crowes on the phone. G'day, Crowes. How are you? Crowes, we got you?
Yes.
Morning, mate. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
You got a hero and villain for us?
Well, I hate to say it, but Billy Moore's got to be my hero. I'm not a Queensland supporter, but... he instilled the culture into the Queenslanders with that Queenslander call, and they've followed that the whole way, and it's definitely helped them.
What about your villain?
I'd say the bunker from yesterday's game with Manly and Newcastle. So that couple of those decisions there made it very hard to follow.
Yeah, they... Another interesting weekend for the bunker, but that game yesterday, mate, I particularly didn't like the Cole ascending off Loz, but you seem to think that they might have got more angles.
Don't know. I'm only assuming they might have. I look at some of the decisions that the bunker makes and I shake my head, and I've mentioned this a number of times. There's inconsistencies there with who goes to the bin and who doesn't. And it seems like it's the flip of the coin on some occasions. Sometimes they get it right, sometimes they get it wrong. Yes, do we want them to be more consistent? Yep. Are we ever going to get consistency? No. But you'd like to think more times than not they get it right. That's all.
Crowes, appreciate the call, mate. And you're in the running for the $100 gift card. Keep them coming in on the text line, 0419-767-272. Some more here. Hero Unai Emery took over Aston Villa when they were 16th. Last night they qualified for Europe. He's a magician. Villain, the NRL needs to be a standalone origin week. 5 games, team's not at full strength. Think they need to bite the bullet and make the call, says the Jimmy. Shame on New South Wales for not playing in Sky Blue. Whoever made the decision should never be involved in future. Money over loyalty. Hang your head in shame. Would never happen to Queensland because they value what the maroon jumper means to every player. Typical New South Wales, dumb and dumber, says John at Newcastle. Heroes, all the truckers in Townsville that do a convoy for cure every year raise around $150,000 for cancer for kids. Great call out. Villains, the idiots in New Zealand that ran onto the field and threatened the game going back there anytime soon at McLean Park in Napier, says Phil from Townsville, sending that one through. keep them coming. By the way, what about there was an earthquake in Melbourne this morning? What's doing?
Was it this morning or yesterday?
Apparently overnight.
Oh, I saw that.
Or maybe late last
on
night.
On the Richter scale? Yeah.
They will rebuild. Emiliano Grillo has won the Charles Schwab Challenge in a playoff this morning, beating Adam Schenk at the second playoff hole. And on the Live Tour, Harold Varner did win that tournament at Washington, D.C., beating Brandon Grace by one stroke. Aussie Cam Smith, 6 under par, 6 strokes off the pace, and finishes in about 8th, tied for 8th there, the Aussie. Now, also overnight in the Premier League, Leicester City and Leeds United relegated after Everton beat Bournemouth 1-0 to ensure that the three clubs that were in the bottom three are the three that went down heading into the final day. Well done to Luton Town over the weekend. Set to return to the Premier League after a 31-year absence. They beat Coventry 6-5 in a shootout after it finished 1-1 at Wembley. Their captain collapsed on the field, but he's okay as well. So Kenilworth Road, 10,000 capacity, set to host the big time in the Premier League next season. And they've been a great story. They were a non-league club. They were out of the Football League, I think, 9 years ago, less than a decade ago, and have clawed their way right back to the top through the leagues and winning at Wembley on the weekend. Sam Kerr as well, what a star she is. She scored twice in Chelsea's 3-0 win over Reading, which ensured that Chelsea clinched their fourth straight Women's Super League title on the weekend. Sam Kerr. Ange Postecoglou's Celtic, they celebrated being presented with the Scottish Premiership Trophy on the weekend. They won 5-0 against Aberdeen at Celtic Park and sparked great celebrations there in Glasgow on the weekend. Now, 1353-53 on the text line 0419-767-272. Heroes and Villains got a $100 gift card to give away to the best contribution throughout the morning. Morning Boys hero Toby Green, GWS, great win. He played his 200th. Villain Borussia Dortmund threw the title away. No name to that one, but they absolutely blew it in the Bundesliga, did Borussia Dortmund. Bayern Munich scored an 89th minute winner to ensure they won their 11th straight league title. My villains are all these two-headed blokes carrying on about Queensland spirit. It's not even real. It's fabricated. They make it up, says Jess at Liverpool, sending that one through. No hero, just the villain there. Hi, guys. Hero Corey Horsburgh. The lad's killing it. Also, the poor young fella that passed away after the AFL game in Victoria. Yes, in an under-18s game. Tragic story on the weekend. Villain Queensland for not selecting Corey. Also, the bloke who bagged New South Wales out earlier. Side note, it's the New South Wales Blues, not the New South Wales Sky Blues. No name to that one. So there you go. Get away with that on a technicality. We've got Robbo. G'day, Robbo.
Good morning, boys. How are we?
Very well. Yourself?
Oh, hanging in. Just been for a walk with the lads and I'm just heading home and then I'll go out again.
How'd your Manly side go yesterday?
Well, I thought they were admirable. They've just got problems out in the centres, which they've had all year. They just don't know what to do in defence. They're just lost when they're getting pounded by another team, and Newcastle was smart enough to keep throwing it wide.
I reckon they saved about, what, 4 or 5 tries yesterday?
Oh, they did. Their online defence was actually very, very good. But they just get lost, and they get very... they're frustrating to watch Manly when they get down in the opposition's red zone, so to speak.
Mm.
They just don't know what to do. They were running across field. No one was hitting the line with any, repeatedly, put it that way.
Yeah, no, they certainly missed Tom and Cherry yesterday, but I thought they had a crack yesterday defensively. I thought they were pretty good. I know they conceded still plenty of points, but I thought they tried hard.
Oh, they did. They were in the game for a long while. And, they had won, you'd have to say that the Newcastle coach would have been under extreme pressure this morning, but they didn't. The Knights got up. That's the way it goes.
It does. It is the way it goes. Who's your hero? Who's your villain?
Villain is the media. I'm going back a week. Because 1 week ago, all the Queensland NRL teams got lapped, got smashed, got beaten. Yet when they were in the magic round and they all won, oh, well, how wonderful the Queensland team. Oh, God, they're beautiful. And not a word said last week. I just think that, you know, you can bag them, don't you? You can poke the bear now and then. And my hero is the Raiders club for the way they've handled the unfortunate incident that happened on Saturday night. They've kept everybody informed, which I think was the admirable thing to do. There was no, how would you put it, they respected the privacy of the player involved, but everybody wanted to know what was going on, and they did that. I think that was very, very well done.
Fair call out, Robbo, and a lot of people want to praise also the South players as well as the Canberra club and players as well.
I think everyone from South Sydney, you know, the medical staff there helped the Raiders medical team. The players were very supportive of each other. And I think it was not great scenes what we saw, but I think it was handled very well, extremely well.
On you, Robbo. More text here. My hero, Harry Coffey, riding a treble on Saturday. Yes, I'm talking through my pocket. $14 the last winner. Villain, the Napier numpties who jumped the fence, probably cost the home team by breaking their rhythm, says Blue Bag. Hero, the Scone Thoroughbreds captain coach. The under-10s had all of their coaches missing due to work commitments, and four of the A-grade team, including the captain coach, Adam Clydesdale, former Knights and Raiders player, stepped up at the last minute, gave their time to travel and coach the boys to victory. What a club, Scone Thoroughbreds. Villain, Cooper Cronk, for his comments on Jason Demetrio's press conference, trying to add fire to an already terrible situation. I didn't see those comments. The only comments I saw were the ones he made about, obviously, Jared Croker, so not sure what that's about. But it's from proud Scone Thoroughbred under-10s father sending that one through. Keep them coming. By the way, I'll tell you what, Dom Young's tried to ice the game yesterday, Loz. Reminded me of like under-8s, just the kid, the fast kid, runs around, runs out wide, down the touchline. Gee, he's got some gas, though, doesn't he?
He has got some gas going to the Roosters next year. Yeah, he's a good player. He's a wonderful player, actually, Dom Young. Newcastle would be sad to see him go. But you're right. There's something about him that suggests he's going to be... He's already a very good player, but he could be an elite player, especially an elite winger in the game, because he just carries the ball strongly. He gets an opportunity and he takes it. Never misses a scoring chance. Good with the ball in the air. I think he scored a hat-trick last time he played Manly up there in Mudgee, and then scored a try yesterday. But you're right, just got that speed where he can get on the outside of opponents and go the length of the field. You can never have too many of those players in your team.
We've got James. Morning, James.
Yeah, g'day, fellas. I've got two villains and one hero.
Go for it.
All right. The villains first. The ridiculous ticket prices for the state of origin in a non-rugby league playing state. I think that's a big mistake. I've looked at the website and some of the prices. You notice that the tickets that aren't being sold are the ones that are over $100, and the cheaper ones have already gone. So all they needed was a little bit of decent charity there to try and grow the game in a state that may love it in the future if they were only given some decent prices. The other villain would be I'll go to the hero.
I think you better.
I'll go to the hero. The referee, I went to the Knights game last night and I watched the, there was a decision there that was getting ruled on by the bunker. And the referee, to his credit, and I said to my mate, that's a play the ball, a decent play the ball, and he's penalised them. And my mate said, oh, no, because he's a mad Knights fan, and Knights are my second team, but I'm a bit open-minded. And to his credit, the referee retracted the decision and said, nah, it's a play the ball, play on. So credit to that referee.
Yep. He actually used the bunker correctly. The bunker was like about to say, "Oh no, he hasn't played it right," and the poor player did.
Mm.
So I thought that was a big rap to the refs. And I've worked out the other bad thing is the ARL not really firmly saying that the international games at the end of the year in October. I'd like them to say yes, the Kangaroos are playing New Zealand and Tonga, and get that sorted, and so we get something to look forward to after the grand final.
Good on you, James. Appreciate it. Thanks for the call and your nominations this morning. I've just clicked on ticket prices for the game on Wednesday night. So you can get, it looks like the cheapest ticket, well, concession from $45 to $199. For an adult, $59 to $259. So, yeah, obviously, you know, your quality of seating's applicable to whatever price you pay. Mm. But there you go. So you can, $60 basically for an adult to get a ticket late for this game on Wednesday night. But, yeah, upwards of, well, it depends where you want to sit, of course.
Right.
You could be paying a fair bit more than that. But that's what's still available for Adelaide Oval on Wednesday. You're getting some love here about your appearance, Loz, which I know you'll love after, you know, the insecurity you had about a week ago.
I've got plenty of insecurities.
where was it? I've lost it now. Hey, lads, hero. Loz for looking $1 million on the Matty John show last night. There you go.
Thank you. Who said that?
It's Matt at Bateau Bay sending that one
Thank
through.
You, Matt.
And what'd you'll love on? It even more because he goes on to say his villain's Dean Bulldog Richie for his 2020 comments losing us the series. We'll never forget.
I did an old TV trick last night.
What were you wearing?
I wore stripes.
You reckon stripes are the go? If you feel a bit heavy. Really? Did you
someone
go a jacket?
Someone said to me the other day, they said, mate, why don't you wear stripes? Apparently it's very good on TV in terms of...
Hide your weight.
Hide your weight, yeah. Oh, I don't know if it's true or not, but anyway.
Oh, I don't even know if I've heard that one, Loz. Wear stripes.
Yeah, wear stripes, mate.
Okay.
I reckon black.
Yeah.
Black slim. Makes you look leaner.
Black makes you look slim.
But it's because you're lounging on that couch. That's the only thing. If you sit up straight, you...
Yeah, my posture's not great.
Well, I think it's not you. It's the couch. Everyone's got it. You got a bit of a slouch back on that couch, so...
I'm
of course,
always,
your tummy's going to stick out of
I'm
you.
I'm always
Come
worried
on,
when
you
I go on
you
that.
You need to worry about your weight.
Yeah, but I always worry when I go on that show because Fletch, he likes to grab me. Mm. Fletch is a touchy feely person.
Okay.
So
where's this going?
Well, no, I just know at some stage.
On your butt?
Well, I don't know where he's going to grab me, but I just feel on edge every time I sit next to him.
Okay. Well, maybe move over a bit. Give yourself a bit of distance.
Yeah, but he's got long arms.
Okay, maybe swap seats with Matty. See if you can host.
He grabs me every week, and he's got strong hands.
I don't know if the lean back posture on the couch is helping the roof.
Helping,
I reckon you might have to sit yourself up. Even like you're not going to be leaning
get
back.
Get a cushion
though.
Or something. You think?
Yeah,
put behind the back.
Yeah. Just you need. Just don't let him. You know, push into doing something you're not comfortable with.
No,
Loz.
That's fair enough.
Same as your attire. If it doesn't feel right, if it feels a bit tight, then say I don't want to wear this strip.
Well, the one where my guts was hanging out, I had a tight T-shirt on.
Mm. But you said you weren't comfy in it.
No.
So tell them.
So I've gone back to the bigger shirt,
okay.
So you can't actually see...
The size of your roof.
The size of the stomach.
I love this.
You are in such good shape, Loz. You don't
Thank
listen
you.
To them.
Thank you, Mido.
I can't believe I just complimented
Mate,
you.
Mate, one bad photo. Come on.
Yeah, but it scarred me.
Come on.
It's
scarred. One bad episode. We've all... You know, we're all blown out a little bit. It's not the heyday.
Oh, no.
You know, you're not running out for the Raiders.
No,
number six on. Give yourself, cut yourself a bit of slack.
But I do enjoy training and I do enjoy looking good.
Are you double sessions again this week? Are you double sessions this week or are you back to single sessions in the gym?
No, single sessions.
Single sessions.
Yeah, single sessions.
Okay.
What does your neighbour say to you about your appearance, just out of interest?
Oh.
Does he... Jump on your insecurities.
You wouldn't be a mate if you didn't sledge.
No, he's a sledger.
Yeah. You got to.
Yeah, I don't think I've got too many mates that don't sledge.
Yeah, you got to take the mickey. And as soon as one person says, geez, he's looking a bit heavy, then you just hop
on. It's
a
pile on.
Yeah, you give it.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
It's a great Aussie pile on, isn't it? Once someone has a crack, then we all just go bang, bang, bang.
Make sure you have the Mob pool mentality. Party on the weekend. Yeah. So you go, mate, you got to take your shirt off, mate. We're in the pool. No, mate, I'll swim with the T-shirt on.
We have got a mob mentality in this world.
When you start swimming, going to the beach with your T-shirt on, then you know you've got an issue. Until then, play on.
from Radio Tab, Andrew Brown. Andrew, very good morning to you.
Good morning, boys. You got me this week?
Got you this week.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Loud and clear.
Isn't technology a wonderful thing?
Yeah. Indeed. What's coming up today?
Well, we've got Press Room coming up shortly with David Fowler, of course. Recap all the big news from the weekend with our special guests. Obviously, preview Port Macquarie, Black Bookers, Mobile Rolling. As we look back on Saturday, though, and obviously the headline acts there, Kovalika, think about it. But, gee, Yellow Brick, as we know, that was stiff. And Hawaii 5-0, so impressive. But I think the win of the day was without a fight. It was a big win there for Team Friedman, and look forward to seeing what he can do in the spring.
There'll be a lot of focus on this order of entry, won't there, for the Stradbroke in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I tried updating it too. So, it's going to be very interesting to see how it all falls in the next couple of weeks. But, of course, we look forward to a great Queensland Oaks Day. I can tell you it's about 25 degrees on a cloud in the sky, but that smoke haze is hanging around up here in our southeast Queensland. But, gee, it was a great day's racing on Saturday, and hopefully it continues, albeit perhaps a couple of showers towards the end of the week.
Yeah, certainly been a quality carnival so far, and the best yet to come. Thanks so much, Andrew. We'll catch you for Press Room with David Fowler. That's coming up on the Radio Tab Network just after 9 o'clock this morning. Loz, you've just got some clarification on wearing stripes on TV.
Yeah, it's not a myth, Mido. According to scientists, horizontal stripes and vertical stripes can make you look thinner on TV.
Okay.
That's because they seem to fill the space more.
These scientists, like, they get a diploma or actually qualified?
I don't know. I can't tell you, but that's apparently...
Okay. One for you next time,
pup. It makes you look slimmer.
Time you're on the box.
I won't be wearing stripes. Mm. Well, unless I'm told to, I guess, if it's...
Well, you can wear the horizontal ones.
I'm pretty plain, Matt. I'm black or white.
Yeah, but you've got no weight on you.
Well, I do have weight, but I like I said to you this morning, I've been caught a lot of things. Mm. Fat's not one of them.
Yeah.
At this stage, but I'm a growing boy. Give me 10 years and... Yeah. My old man's got a gut on him. Don't worry about that. The old boy's got a roof. Love my dad, but he's put on a bit.
Maybe he's listening.
Yeah, he will be.
Tears your ear off.
No, he'll agree. It's honest feedback. It's not. I'm like, Dad, just... I think.
Allowed to as you get older.
Mate, but, of course.
Well,
of course.
Yeah, I know, but...
you got to cut yourself some slack, don't you? You're a bit hard on yourself.
Yeah, but you're still... I think when you've been a sportsman, you like to keep yourself
in
shape.
You're allowed to blow out a little. You're training every day.
Monday to Friday.
There you go. Yeah, then that is massive tick in the box. Some sort of physical training for mental and physical health, tick the box.
I love it for mental health.
Yeah. Now eat and drink what you like.
Yeah. That's the theory.
Ron, speaking of eating and drinking, Mido, how was your week?
Yeah, I cut a couple on Saturday. Ron Duffy, morning to you. How are you, mate?
Yeah, g'day, guys.
You still train, Duff?
it's overrated. I starved myself for about 10 years when I was a jockey, so you've got to make up for it when you get older.
Gee, there were some great victories there at Queensland on the weekend. And, where do we start? Kovalika, how dominant, Duff?
Yeah, look, I was sort of kept looking at that price, saying $1.70 and $1.65. And I said, oh, geez, that's way under the odds. But when you reprice him after the race, he should have been $1.40, the way he dominated and owned that race. So he's exciting, and we're looking for a new weight for age star, and he's put his name there to say he could be a contender as a four-year-old, considering, you know, he's capable at 2,000, and he's stamped off the 2,400-metre box, and he's a horse that does everything right, and he'd come into that race with a little setback. So, yeah, he was absolutely terrific. But this other horse, think about it, to do what he's done, going through his grades, it wasn't that far long ago. He was a benchmark 74 horse, and here he is being a weight for age Group 1 winner, and he's only been beaten once in his whole career. So it's a marvellous achievement by him. And there are other great winners. Hawaii 5-0, without a fight, was good. And Sofrado was excellent, putting a couple together there. So it was a really good day's racing at Eagle Farm. Sydney had an interesting meeting where it was a typical winter meeting, but there's plenty to talk about there on the show this morning as well.
Mm. What did you make of Yellow Brick in that Fred Best stuff?
Yep, very, very good. I must say, it's a shame he's not going to get in the Stradbroke. Well, it doesn't look like he'll get in because, you know, I think half of this... a lot of the Stradbroke chances are going to be sitting home in their box, your Opal Ridges and your Yellow Bricks, and you'd love to see him in the race because it'd make it, because they'd add a lot of interest. So We'll see. You can get a drop-off rate late, but they're really struggling to secure their position, those couple of nice horses going into the Stradbroke. Yellow Brick is a very nice horse.
Just one other winner from Sydney, Tannhauser. Threat for the JJ Atkins?
Yeah, look, he is. He looks like a nice stayer in the making. He's been a bit of a dope. He just hasn't got his act together in his few runs to date, but he put it together there on Saturday, and hopefully with a trip away to Brisbane, and it's a typical Waller timing, isn't it, where he just gets them ready and peaking for these Group 1s, and it'll be, I'd suggest it'd be similar with him. He's a very strong horse. He'll eat up a mile, but he may even eat up 2,000 metres in the spring.
Thanks so much, Duff.
See you, guys.
Punters Postmortem coming up with Duff, Gator, Michael Maxworthy, hosted by Dave Stanley. That's after 9 o'clock on Sky Sports Radio. We're going to give a winner out for Heroes and Villains. Early caller Sam. He's hero with the Souths and Canberra players and how they responded to that very difficult situation on Saturday evening with Corey Hutterweir and Ira, who gave us all a pretty positive update there yesterday. He's villain with the Pitch Invaders in New Zealand there at McLean Park in Napier. And the more vision I've seen of that, I mean, you talk about mob mentality. It looks like a couple did it and then everyone else is like, oh, we'll run on the field too. Mm-hmm. I mean, seriously. Anyway, foolish. That's the winner for this morning. Well done, Sam. $100 gift card. 2 minutes to nine. That is us done and dusted this Monday. Adelaide,
here we come. See you at the airport, boys.
Have a great Monday, everyone.